Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Last one of the week. Tomorrow, you can email talk at beat102103.com. Aoife's here with us. Right, High Nyland Show. I have a dilemma. I'm pregnant, and so is one of my closest friends. She's due a month before me, and she had her baby shower over the weekend. I'm crying writing this. We've shared a lot of stuff, and it's been really nice to share it with her. We even told each other our baby names for if we have a girl or a boy. On Saturday at the shower, they did a gender reveal, and I was so happy for her. Once they said they were having a girl, her mum brought out a cake. Apparently it was an extra reveal. They were telling us the baby name. I nearly died when they cut the cake, and there was a little thing inside with the name, and it was the name I told my friend I was picking for a girl. She literally stole it. I was and am so shocked. I congratulated her that day, but I said, "You knew that was my name." She just turned around and said, "You don't own a name, hon," and then walked off. What do I do? Would you still use the name anyway? I'm so hurt.
Oh, darling. Congratulations on your baby news. And this should be like the happiest time. And something in your world has been like kind of shattered a little bit, because obviously she's one of your closest friends. She's somebody that you confided in and shared your, I suppose it's really private, like, and maybe not everybody, but I would think we didn't tell anybody actually.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, well, maybe, I'm sure I told Kathy,
but
you know what I mean?
I can understand why she would tell her, considering she's expecting it. They're both expecting at the same time.
Shared
and they're both
experience.
Looking for the baby names and all that.
Yeah, I think you have every right to be upset, and you've every right to feel completely hard done by. And fair play to you for saying it on the day. I'm not sure if I would have been able to do that. Her reaction, I think, was out of line. I think she could have turned around and go, even if it was the case that maybe she decided she loved that as well and she didn't tell her or whatever, but to you, she has stolen the name that you had in your head and your partner probably for this baby that's coming into the world. And so I just don't know if I would be considering her to be somebody as a friend going forward. Does that sound too harsh?
No. I mean, I agree with you. It's like you don't own a name.
No.
She's right in that regard. You have no claim over names. But how you see her going forward on the back of this has changed.
What do you think, Aoife?
Yeah, I think that I would still go ahead with the name.
Would you?
I would be hurt, obviously. But at the same time, yeah, like I chose that name for a reason.
Special to you.
I agree with both of you. I think I'd be hurt by it. I'd be watching my back a little bit more in the future. But yeah, like it is like in some ways I'm kind of like, look, it's a name you'd often hear. There would be three Kates in a class. Three, in my case, back in the day, there could be multiple.
There was five Marks.
Yeah.
In my
yeah, a lot of Shaunas in my school too.
Yeah. I actually think if it was me, I would probably decide to change it, because I would just feel like it didn't. That's not to say you can't still do it. You absolutely can. But if you feel like you want something for you and you don't want that, and you feel like that's been taken away from you.
There was a suggestion just to start with, which is interesting, from Sandra, saying, you know, use the name but tag on your own or your granny. So
yeah,
if you were both going for Aoife, go for Aoife Rose or something, you
yeah.
know.
Or
so
yeah, make it double, like
yeah.
Aoife Lily or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, let's get some thoughts on this. So 0851029103, would you still use the name?
Yeah, what should
How
she
upset
do?
Would you be with your friend? Is that friendship over? What are your thoughts? And Monica summed this up really well.
Okay.
We were just talking about this in studio. She says, yes, I would keep the name, but I'd also have one or two backup names just in case. Because we have to remember that sometimes when a baby is born, they actually don't look like an Aoife at all. They might look more like a Kate, or they don't look like a Charles, but more like a Johnny.
Okay.
Yeah. I was saying that I was supposed to be called Kate, and then my mum's friend had a daughter called Kate 2 weeks before, and I just would not have been a Kate.
Yeah.
Because my sister is called Kate.
Yeah.
And Kate is practical and perfect in every way. And I think that suits her personality. Maybe there are Kates that would disagree with me.
Are you saying Aoife is a bit more chaotic?
Aoife's are chaotic.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
the
okay.
best way.
I love your
I
name and it suits you perfectly. I was meant to be a Julie.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah no.
And I'm not a
no.
Julie.
No.
I love the name Julie,
it's
but
lovely.
I'm not no
you.
Julie.
No.
Okay, let's get through some
we're
of
keeping
the
keeping some of these anon because they're
absolutely.
Personal stories.
Oh God, I hate the pressure of the anon.
No, I haven't put the names in. You can't mess it up.
Best of luck, show. You got this. This happened to me, and it was my partner's brother's partner, and she had him a few hours before I did. And my baby had no name for weeks, as I was so upset. Oh, bless you. And was pushed into another name, which I had to change a few weeks later. I love her name now, but I was devastated at the time.
Similar, Tony says, we told family a name and one of them took it before we could. Very angry face.
I'm keeping them all in on. She's no friend for stealing your joy. You can't be doing that, lads. I rang my friend, not a close friend, but friend nonetheless, and asked permission to use his son's name when my wife fell in love with it. He asked his son, this is very sweet, who said he would be honoured. That's what you do. You don't steal names.
Okay, another one here. This happened to me. We got pregnant. It was a girl. We called the baby by the name openly while I was pregnant. And then a friend had her girl 3 weeks before me and used the same name. It kind of annoyed me at the beginning, but I flipped it and said, great minds think alike, and took it as a compliment. I wouldn't fall out with her, but I'd happily tell anyone that you had picked it first and then she liked it too.
Interesting. You have to be quite brave to do that though, wouldn't you? So this happened to my mom when she was pregnant on me. Her cousin was also pregnant at the same time and my mom told her what name she was going to use if I was a girl. Her cousin ended up having her baby first and surprised she used my name my mom was going to use. Obviously my mom was hurt, but in the end she used it as a middle name for me.
And Karen says, horrible friend. Her reaction's so bitchy. I'd back away from her in terms of a friend. If you really, really love the name, use it. Or let's hope it's a boy. Okay, a couple of quick voice notes then. Some thoughts, starting with Joe.
I think her attitude is what's ended this friendship, not the name thing. The name thing is just complete inconsideration, and I don't think this is the first time inconsideration creeped into friendship. It might be the first time that the girl has noticed it, because it's hitting so deep, you know. Definitely go ahead and name your daughter or your child whatever you want to name them, and maybe rethink the friendship. It's kind of hurtful. Yeah, rethink the friendship.
Okay, and Ross was on too.
In future she should keep absolutely everything to herself, not tell a living soul, because when it comes to that, baby names and that, nothing is safe, nothing is secret. It'll be stolen or used. So now the thing is, there's a little silver lining here, is the child could come out, the baby could come out, and they meet the baby, and it might not look anything like, the name might not suit the baby. I know my children, we had names picked out, we were adamant on these names, and then once the baby was born, it was like, they don't look like, that name doesn't suit them. So her baby could be born and she could think to herself, Jack, that name doesn't actually suit the child. And you know that, as a parent, you'll know that today in the hospital. So I wouldn't worry too much about it, but I would be definitely keeping this friend at arm's length now, purely for her reaction and that. But let this be a lesson, emailer, don't tell a living soul about anything in your personal life, because there's loyalty is just gone.
But that makes me sad, because like,
she was a good friend.
You're friends with somebody, yeah. You would just think that you can trust them, and that, you know,
and you're kind of weirdly going through this process together as well. So you have so
she's
much
lost
in
that now.
Say, oh, how'd you get on this stage or whatever?
Anyway, thank you for all the thoughts on that.
Yeah, thank you.
Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk@beat102103.com.